She came when Mexicans were not allowed in restaurants. And my mother one day walked into one of the restaurants and she pulled the sign off of the window. That's the kind of person my mother was. She would also walk into a store if there was Mexicans and they weren't being helped. She would go up to them and ask them what they needed. And they said, well, we've been here for a while and we haven't gotten help. So she would go and ask the clerks to help these people. She would interpret for these people until they got what they needed and then they paid and walked out. My mother was amazing. I can't express how proud we are of her now that we know all the things that she's done. She was the first person to open a senior center in Longmont. They rented the building where she was at, so she couldn't do. The seniors that were going there were very sad. So she went to the senior center that was being built, and she told them that she wanted to be involved because she wanted to bring the seniors that were attending the senior center that she opened to come to the senior center that they had built and to make the Hispanics welcome there because they just didn't want to go there because they felt like it was nothing but white girls working in the offices. And so my mother, since my mother was there, she started talking to the Hispanics and to low-income white people that were not very welcome there. But since my mother was working there, well, not really working, but she would go to make sure that these Hispanic people and the low-income white would be coming in. So she got that accomplished, and then she was on the council in meetings there. She was in the Meals on Wheels, and she attended a lot of city council meetings. She was 99 years old when she passed. I'm sorry.
I'm speaking with Lidia Gomez Cárdenas. She is the daughter of a well-known woman, Luis Cárdenas, from Longmont, a Hispanic woman recognized for her social work, her enthusiasm in supporting not only Latinos, but also low-income populations. And we are remembering her. Jennifer Peterson, she's a community advocate, and she has decided that this building takes on the name of Luis Cárdenas. And we are chatting and remembering her legacy. The building is going to be in 9th Avenue and Main Street. And that building is going to not only have the ability to have apartments, but also spaces for commerce and spaces for recreation. And this is, in a way, by naming this building Luis Cárdenas, it's really welcoming to a community, a Latino community that has not been welcome from the very beginning.
When Jennifer Peterson first contacted me to tell me what she was trying to do for my mom and to see how we felt, I could not believe what she was telling me. I was shocked that somebody would go into the library and look for somebody, and that she looked and the person at the library gave her some names and she read through what these persons were doing and she picked our mother for this building.
Because around the 70s and the 80s, it was tough times for Latino families in Longmont. Why do you think it's important now to recognize her name and her work? Are we there in Longmont, or do we still need to fight for our spaces to be recognized as humans in this country?
And I think there's still some of that in Longmont. I really do. But I think there's still a little bit of racism in Longmont. That's my opinion.
More important than the building is the legacy. As the daughter of Luis Cárdenas, what would you like others to know about her presence in the Longmont community that you don't want them to forget, and that is an inspiration for others to continue asking for what we deserve, a place in our society where we can make our own decisions on how we want to live our lives?
Well, I would hope that there is somebody else out in the community who will step up and do what my mom did. Do not be afraid of going forward with whatever, knowing and seeing this building with my mom's name on it, and think, well, you know, why can't we do something like that? Don't sit back and just think of what could be done. Go forward with your thoughts and do what you think is best for the community. I really hope that somebody else can step up and do what my mother's done in Longmont. Don't sit back. If you sit back, nothing will happen. We need to go forward and speak up for what we think is right.
Justice will prevail if we speak up and we are not quiet. And the population of Latinos in Longmont keeps on growing, so we are present there. It's not that we are not
there. Exactly. You know, your voice does count, whether you realize it or not.
That they are safe occupying this space and that they are part of the community, an important part of the community.
That's right. Yes, and they should feel that. You know, that they should feel that the community is growing with Latinos in the community, and they need to take action and do what they can for the community because it is their community.
The idea is to have it for 2023.
It does. And I hope people can go by and see. It's going to be a beautiful building.